Danny, first of all, just how good is it to get your first goal for Rotherham United this afternoon?
Yeah, it's massive. It's a bit of a sort of weight off my shoulders, really. So to come in as an attacking player to create and score goals, it's one of them things that, you know, it's nice to just get to get off the mark finally, but hopefully I can just push on now.
You'll know as an attacking player, sort of the longer that goes on without a goal, it maybe preys on your mind a little bit, so to just get that out of the way quickly is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I've had spells at other clubs where I've gone quite a while without scoring, and it does start to prey on your mind as well. And, you know, the other, like, previous managers, you know, have been sort of having us doing extra after training, shooting and that, but no, it's a massive sort of weight off my shoulders to get going and get off the mark.
Talk to us about the goal. It came at you quite quickly, didn't it, at the end there?
Yeah, well, I spoke to Morgs, and he was just like, we all ran in together, and Annie was there, and it was just basically one of them, make sure I'm in the right place in case it dropped, and luckily it missed everyone and fell straight at my feet, so I was ready to, you know, ready to be there.
Was it quite a relief moment, because you'd done everything up until that point to score the goal, and then to get it in stoppage time, because it was a weight off your shoulders a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. So the amount of chances we had, I mean, Greeny went close, Adam Amel went close, obviously Darbs with the offside goal, but it's just one of the things which is a relief. Obviously it's annoying not to get the 3 points, but, you know, to come away with a point away at Charlton, you know, I think is a good result.
The big thing is that you've kind of followed up the Bolton game, haven't you? 4 points from six. I know that players and manager are frustrated not to get a win here, but you just keep the run going, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, coming away with something, you know, is good for us. Obviously, we would have liked the 3 points. Obviously, everyone wants the 3 points, but, you know, obviously to get that late goal and come away with at least a point is very good for us.
A lot of new players have come into this squad, and the manager's saying it's almost like a new group. You know, what is it like being part of a team that has changed quite a lot in one transfer window?
I think if you're one of the players who's been there a while, obviously it's very different to obviously myself, who's come in as a new player, so it'd be a new team for me anyway, for, you know, as it is now. But it's good, because we've signed some good players. Obviously players who are still here, you know, very good players as well, so it's a good squad. We've got a good squad.
When you look across at this group and, you know, you see the players that have come in, does it sort of give you that optimism that this is a team that isn't just going to survive, and that necessarily when it gets to sort of March, April, you're not going to be looking over your shoulder, that you can start to move up this table now?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, look at the players that we've got, and like I say, the players that are coming in, and it's a side that has got a lot of potential to move up this league and do well. So it is exciting. It's good to be part of this team at the moment.
We saw you playing up front to start with. You know, you've played in many different positions in your career, haven't you? What is sort of your favourite position, would you say?
I like playing down the middle. I mean, obviously we've got a few of the strikers here. There's four of us now, so obviously it's tough to get a place, but that's where I like to play. I like to be in down the middle. Obviously when the goal went in, I dropped it in midfield just to secure that point, but yeah, it's down the middle, I'd say.
And when you sort of look at the next few games, what is going to be the key thing to just maybe keep this momentum going? Is it just to sort of take a game as it comes, that old cliche? But I suppose it rings true in the Championship, isn't it?
It does. Like people say, it's a cliche, but like it does work. And you've just got to focus on your next game. You start thinking about other games coming down, you know, you start losing track of stuff, and you better off just focusing on the game that's coming up and getting prepared for that one.